Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Good afternoon, Ms. Sarah. I'm trying to get in touch with Rodney or his supervisor. I've been calling all day.
All right.
No one's been answering.
What's going on?
Thank you.
All right, hold up. Yeah.
Yes. No fighting. No fighting.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm sorry. I think they're in a meeting, but how can I assist you?
It's with two things. You said they're in a meeting right now. I was calling to check, make sure Cheetah out was with him. And she wanted to talk to
We haven't even gotten the authorization. We only got an authorization for 8 hours for the shift on 2-1, it says. It says, this is from Bobby, that the family first care worker was unable to make it to work for that shift on 2-1, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, family first care covered Ameribe, 8 hours, I'm sorry, 2:23.
Okay, so the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
They haven't sent it, but I thought that my supervisor spoke with you about those dates.
No, nobody spoke to me anything.
That the maximum amount that any caregiver can work is 16 hours a day.
I know they told me that, but
right. And I don't think Bobby's gonna send. Yeah, I don't think Bobby's gonna send it because we need to be made known before they're allowed to send over an authorization. Like they need to contact us.
Well,
not you. I'm saying the insurance, your service coordinator shouldn't just be like transferring out hours from one agency to the next without confirming anything with us. So he didn't know that it was the same caregiver covering everything. So I'm not sure that he's going to be sending the hours. So you may want to speak to him is what I'm saying. But I do have, hello?
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay, but I do have the 8 hours from the 23rd, so I will put a note in there for them to update that. But in the meantime, I would reach out to Bobby, all right?
All right, but she wants to speak to the owner.
He's in a meeting. They're all in a meeting, the coordinators and the administration.
The coordinators and administrators.
But I will let them know to give. I'll let them know to give you a call back. Okay. What is her number? Does she want to speak with him directly? Does she have a number that he can?
Her number is 267.
Uh huh.
She says she's calling the DOA as well.
Okay.
267.
Uh huh.
690.
Uh huh.
2097, I'm sorry.
2097?
Yeah, because every time she calls, she never gets through.
Me? You can always call me.
Whoever.
I'm always answering. I always answer you, Douglas. That's not true.
I'm not talking to me. I'm not talking about me. She just said when she calls,
she
can never get through.
She's never called the main line then, because I'm always answering the main line.
I don't know if she got the main line, but I'll make sure she's had it.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to, I will.
She always answers.
Yeah. Yeah, the number you call on, like for customer service or the main line, like the 7400 number, that automatically comes over to me. So as long as it's business hours, I'm here. And I'm going to update the notes in the file and let the administrator know that Shakita would like to speak with him, okay?
Okay.
All right, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Oh, you know what, Douglas?
Yes.
Oh, let me ask you this, because the only way to rectify this is to have Shakita on board with Ameribeth, and then she can,
with
and then
me.
You... Like, if she onboards and works and is onboarded with Ameripest, then they can just cover for when she's covering. Like, they would pay her the hours, you know?
That's why we left them out, because they were doing the same thing. Hey, they were doing the same thing, messing up her hours.
Well, nobody's really messing up her hours. Like, everybody's just moving everything. Everything's happening, and nobody's getting on the same page before it happens. Like, you can't just do that and then after the fact say, oh, I did this, you know what I mean? Like, it's just very difficult because it's a legal issue. We can't have a caregiver working, you know, 3 days straight without a rest. But I will.
I understand it, but that all that happened during the time that the waiver was off. So no one was like answering the phone. She couldn't punch in and out. And I needed somebody here to see all. She literally came to help me out with my aunt because y'all stopped the nurses from coming.
Well, the hours, we didn't stop the nurses. I mean, but the hours you're talking about are not hours that were hours to begin with. That's what I'm saying.
Right, and that's why they.
So you need to bring. You need to. But they weren't, and you need to straighten that out with Ameribest. If she onboards with them, they may be able to pay her. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.